the physical and the etheric body is a part of the outside world. They are product and image of divine spirits that surround us. They are images not of ourselves, but of God's. The inner self is more closely related to the astral body and ego, or the I. The inner self is younger in the eyes of creation. The I and astral body are said to rest in a bed prepared by divinity. They inhabit the physical etheric bodies and progress within them. We are a small world that comes out of a great world. Humanity will progress. Firstly, in addition to I, a higher aspect will reveal itself, the spirit self, followed by the life spirit, and lastly, the spirit man. This is a gift given by those already in touch with higher hierarchies. We have the seed of all three progressions already within us. When two people meet, the etheric bodies crash heads if they don't get along, or relax back if they do. This stretching in the etheric thins it sufficiently to see the astral. And in those who are unconditional, a halo is revealed. Humans encounter spirit self in sleep, in the middle of their sleep cycle, which was traditionally around midnight. A person's genius or spirit self needs to come to consciousness. To do this, we need to fill the mind with spiritual ideas, so meeting spirit becomes conscious and natural. During the Christmas period, we can encounter life spirit through Jesus Christ, revealed by spirit connected to the archangels. This takes place in the higher astral, deep within the soul. As humans go with the earth as she changes, developing a Christian attitude which develops the longing for life spirit, In the third encounter, we become one with the world. Here we have an inner feeling that reveals the close inner relationship with the macrocosm. In the inner depth of the soul, we have an encounter with the Father Principle, or God. The human heart connects directly with the beauty and grandeur of the world. So we ascend through three stages: genius, Holy Spirit Self, Christ, Son or Life Spirit, and Father, God or Spirit Man. Take a moment now to look back at the many deaths we have in one lifetime. During each death, we enter spirit and so have influence on matter. Those who have many deaths have much work to do. Through the gate of death come helpers for humanity who need their great strength to overcome materialism. These souls have great insight into the world of spirit. For now, following the higher aspect, or genius, is wise. The holy path that recognizes the sanctity of sleep unites us with the world of spirit. Each night before you sleep, remember, your soul is entering the spirit world, where it will encounter its higher self. This helps us gain strength in waking life, because the spirit world begins to be perceived. And the real world is the spirit world.